Thank you, dear brother. 谢谢你.
It's good to be with you once again and to have so many of you with us here today.
我很高兴就有一次你们大家能够跟我在一起.
And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to once again open God's Word and to continue our study in the book of Daniel.
我很感谢能够继续有机会跟大家打开圣经，继续的学习但以理书。
Join your hearts with mine in a brief word of prayer.
请你们大家跟我一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you this afternoon.
天父，我们今天下午在这里崇拜，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we humbly ask that you would meet with us.
神啊，我们谦卑下来，请求你与我们同在。
That you would speak to us.
你要向我们讲话。
And that you would challenge us.
你要向我们挑战。
So that we may have a deeper relationship with you.
这样我们能够跟你更深的关系。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The second half of the book of Daniel, in which we're looking at right now,
我们现在看的是但以理书的第二段后半部。
Records, you might remember, a series of four prophetic visions.
这里面记载有四个预言。
And the third of these four visions comes here in Daniel chapter 9.
这个四个预言中间的第三个，在但以理书第九章里面记载的。
Now this vision comes to Daniel after the Medes and the Persians had defeated the Babylonians.
这个预言在马代跟波斯人被打败以后，是降了显示给但以理的。And
they had become the new world power.
他们现在是世界上最强的国。
So chronologically, this vision happens somewhere between Daniel chapter 5 and Daniel chapter 6.
所以这个事情发生是在但以理书第五章跟第六章中间。
But what we really want to see this afternoon,
我们今天下午所要看的,
is that this vision and prophetic insight comes to Daniel after an experience of deep personal renewal.
So, 但以理能够有这么对神的话有这么好的深见，是因为他在神里面得到了复兴。
There are many aspects of Daniel chapter 9 that we could focus on.
在第九章里面有很多地方我们可以来研究。
And I understand everyone's okay to stay till 11 o'clock this evening, is that right?
我相信你们都愿意待到11点吧。
No?
晚上。
Okay, so today we're just going to focus in on Daniel's experience of renewal.
我们今天主要的就是来看但以理属灵上复兴的经验。
And the dynamics of renewal that will also help us grow deeper in our relationship with Jesus Christ.
这个复兴的在主里复兴的动力可以帮助我们更能够跟神有更进一步的关系。
We discover the first dynamic of renewal in verses 1 and 2.
我们从第一节、第二节看到第一个动力。
And the first element of renewal is simply this, it's searching the scriptures.
所以在一个动力的第一点是要去在神的话语里面去寻找。
Daniel says in verse 2, I observed in the books, in the scriptures, the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet.
那么但以理在第二节说，他从书上得知耶和华借着先知以利亚所讲的事。
Brothers and sisters, spiritual growth always begins with the Word of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，属灵的成长永远是靠神的话语来成长。
It begins with us reading and meditating on the Scriptures.
是开始是我们要先念，而且默思。 神的话语。
Not just depending on others to feed us, but feeding ourselves on God's word.
我们不是只靠别人来喂养我们，而是我们自己喂养我们自己。
Some years ago now, I remember reading an article about how Eskimo mothers feed their infant children.
好几年以前，我看到一篇文章是讲爱斯基摩人他们母亲怎么样喂养他们的小孩子。
And it described how the Eskimo mothers take the food and they chew the food at times, even swallow and then bring up the food themselves.
他说他们形容那些妈妈们先把食物在自己的嘴巴里面嚼碎，有的时候甚至先吞下去，然后再把它吐出来。
And then they directly from their mouth to the baby give this chewed digested food to the babies.
所以他们就直接用嘴把在嘴里面嚼过的食物喂到小孩子的嘴里面。
I'm looking at your faces. Some of you are as disgusted by this as I was when I read this.
你们很多人听这个，好像我当初念的时候，心里面感到恶心呢。
And yet, that's a picture of many believers in Jesus Christ.
这也就是今年最近我们很多信耶稣的人的一种形容。
We're not feeding ourselves from God's word.
我们没有自己来喂自己，用神的话语来喂自己。
We just wait for the pastor or someone else to come and to chew this food and to bring it up and deliver it to us.
所以我们就等于牧师来把这个话，嚼完以后来喂我们。
And so I want to encourage you, read God's word, search the scriptures.
我鼓励大家念神的话语，在神的话语中去寻找。
As Daniel is reading the prophet Jeremiah, he discovers something that gets his attention.
当他看圣经的时候，看到这个耶利米所说的话，让他注意了。
We want to actually look at Jeremiah and consider some of the verses that Daniel may have been reading.
我们看一下耶利米所讲的一些话。
Look for example at Jeremiah chapter 25, and let's read verses 8 to 11.
我们看耶利米25章。Chapter 25,
verses 8 to 11.
八节到十一节。
Go ahead.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. 耶利米书二十五章第八节。所以万军之耶和华如此说：因为你们没有听从我的话，我必招北方的众族和我仆人巴比伦王尼波加尼撒来攻击这地和这地的居民，并视为一切的国民。我要将他们进行灭绝，以致他们令人惊骇耻笑，并且永久荒凉。这是耶和华说的。我又要使欢喜和快乐的声音、新郎和新妇的声音、吹磨的声音和灯的亮光从他们中间止息，这全地必然荒凉，令人惊骇。这些国民要服侍巴比伦王70年。
Jeremiah prophesied that the Babylonians would come and take the land of Judah, Israel, captive.
So, 耶利米已经预言巴比伦王尼波加尼撒要来把以色列人俘走。
But he also prophesied that this captivity would last for 70 years.
他也预言这些他们被俘去要有70年的时间。
Let's continue on here in Jeremiah chapter 25.
我们继续看耶利米二十五章。
And look at verse 12.
我们看第十二节。
Let's read that.
我们来念。70年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地，因他们的罪孽，使那地永远荒凉。这是耶和华说的。
Jeremiah also prophesied that, again, that Israel's exile would last 70 years.
耶利米他不但预言犹太人被俘要有70年的时间,
but that he would also, that God would also judge the Babylonians, the nation that he used to judge Israel.
但神也要惩罚巴比伦, 因为虽然巴比伦是王了,
and that he would bring Israel back into the land of promise.
神也会把以色列再一次回到神所应许他们的地方。
One other passage that Daniel may have been reading in the prophet Jeremiah.
有一个地方可能但以理在读的时候也看到了。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
我们看这个耶利米29章。
And let's read verses 10 to 14. Jeremiah 29, 10 to 14.
我们念10节到第14节。 耶和华如此说, 为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。耶和华说：“我知道，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们幕后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我。” 我专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说：“我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳量离开的地方。”这是耶和华说的。
You see, God's plan was to give his people a future and a hope.
So, 神的计划是要给他的人民对未来有一个盼望。
And on the one hand, this must have been tremendously encouraging for Daniel.
So, 对但以理来说，这些话语是很大的安慰。
Because he saw that the 70 years were nearly at an end.
因为他已经看到这70年快满了。
He could see the light at the end of the tunnel.
他可以看到在那边有光了。
The end was in sight.
因为可以看到目的。
On the other hand, these words deeply troubled Daniel.
另一方面，这些话也让但以理很忧虑。
You see, the 70 years, yes, were nearly complete, but the people hadn't really changed.
虽然这70年已经快满了，可是人还没有真正改变。
Yes, it says in Jeremiah 29 that the Lord's plan was to give them a future and a hope.
虽然在耶利米29，神说要给以色列人有未来、有hope、有盼望。
But there's a prerequisite to that.
但这个有一个预先的条件。
And that is that the people will come and pray.
他要呼求，要祷告。
And the people will seek the Lord, and they will find Him when they search for Him with all their heart.
所以他们要寻求神，他们全心的寻求神，他们就必寻见。
The people Daniel realized needed to seek the Lord.
所以但以理知道人需要寻求神。
And so, as a leader of this people,
所以他是这些百姓的领袖们。
That's exactly what Daniel does next.
这个就是但以理他以下要马上要做的事。
And that's what we discover in Daniel 9 verse 3.
这里就是我们刚刚看的但以理第9章的第3节。
So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer.
这里说，我便进食。 黑马蒙灰定义向求祈祷恳求。
This is the second dynamic of spiritual renewal.
这就是属灵的复兴的第二个动力。
The first is to search the scriptures.
第一个是在圣经的里面寻找。
The second is to seek the Lord.
第二个就寻找神。
And in particular to seek the Lord in prayer.
尤其要在祷告里面寻求神。
Dear friends, I want you to consider Daniel's prayer here.
这里但以理的祷告，我想你们大家要注意。
Because we learn a lot about what prayer really should be.
我们从这里可以看到如何的祷告。
First of all, we see that Daniel's prayer is based on the promises of Scripture.
我们首先看到但以理的祷告是从圣经里面出来的。
In other words, in prayer, he's asking the Lord to act according to his word.
所以换句话说，他在祷告里面叫神实行他自神自己所讲的话。
He asks the Lord to fulfill his promise.
他要神来实现他的应许。
And it always gets God's attention when we pray according to his word.
假如我们按照神的话语来祷告，我们一定会得到神的注意。
Because it means we're praying according to his will.
比如他要我们按照他的旨意来寻求来祷告。
When we are praying according to scripture,
我们假如按照圣经祷告，
it guides us away from our selfish interests,
就不会让我们靠我们自己的自私的心愿来祷告，
and aligns us with God's will and purpose,
让我们可以对神的跟神的旨意跟神的目的相符合。
I once had a teacher who described prayer in this way.
有一个老师他曾经这样子来形容祷告。
He said, imagine that you're, you know, at one of the Minnesota lakes and you're standing in a small boat.
就是幻想你在一个明尼苏达的湖里面，在一个小船上。
And there's a line from that boat to the dock.
从那个船慢到这个船有一条线。
And as you're standing in the boat, you begin to pull on that line.
你在船里面你就开始去拉这一个绳子。
What happens?
会什么事情会发生？
Does the dock begin to move closer to the boat?
这个船浪会不会向这个船移得近？
Of course not.
No, 当然不会。
What happens?
这什么会发生？
As we pull on the line, the boat begins to move closer to the dock.
当我们拉这个绳子的时候，我们的船就会靠近船岸，岸边。
And he says that's what happens in prayer.
这就是祷告的时候会发生的。
Prayer is like pulling on this line, and we find ourselves moving closer to God and becoming more aligned with his will and purpose.
所以我们如果拉这个绳子叫做祷告，我们就会更接近神，就更会跟神的旨意相合。
I think of Jesus praying in the garden.
所以耶稣在克西马尼的祷告，
Father, not my will, but yours.
说父啊，不是我的旨意，而是你的旨意。
You see, Daniel's prayer is based on God's word.
所以但以理的祷告是建立在神的话语上。
But second, his prayer is one of effort and hard work.
第二个祷告是他努力的工作。
It's not some perfunctory prayer that, you know, we speak before we have dinner or we say on Sundays when we gather to worship.
并不是只是普通的我们在吃饭以前或者是礼拜天来教会的祷告。
Daniel says here at the end of verse 3 that he was fasting, that he was in sackcloth and ashes, he was mourning.
所以在这里第三节说但以理在禁食披麻蒙灰，他心里痛苦。
Friends, Daniel is pouring out his heart on behalf of his people.
是但以理把他心里面所想的都向所有的百姓说出来了。
This is intercession.
这是他的祷告。
He's reaching through and touching the heart of God on behalf of these people that he loves.
他代表他所爱的这些人民去找到神的心。
And this kind of prayer too lifts us out of our self-centered individualism.
所以这样子祷告也让我们都能够离开我们那一些以自我为中心的思想。
You see, Daniel felt the shame and the burden of his people.
所以但以理感觉到这些人民里面的羞辱跟他们的负担。
They were people who had rebelled, who had turned their back on God.
So these people had 对神没有顺服的人。
A people who had willfully disobeyed God.
他们故意却违背神。
A people who were no longer in that place of God's blessing.
所以那些人已经不在神的恩典之下。
And so his prayer demonstrates a passion and a concern for a lost people.
他的祷告代表他对那些遗失的人，他们的安的心里面的负担跟他的心痛。
People living without God.
就是那些没有神的人。
In need of forgiveness and salvation.
他们需要赦免，他们需要救恩。
Let me ask you a question.
那我问你一个问题。
When was the last time you prayed like this?
你什么时候有这样的祷告过？
I can remember the first time I learned something about praying like this.
我记得我第一次学怎么样这样子祷告的时候。
I was a young man in Bible school in Europe.
那时候我在欧洲，我很年轻，在念这个圣经学校。
And during a break, I was spending time with a mission organization called Operation Mobilization.
所以他当时在学校放假的时候，他参加了一个机构，这个机构叫做 Mobilization， 是
Operation Mobilization is the name of the mission.
Operation Mobilization 就是要推动行动的工作。
And I believe it was on a Friday night.
我记得是一个礼拜五的晚上。
When my friend said, "Come on, tonight's our prayer night."
他的朋友说，今天晚上是我们的祷告呢。
And I said, "Oh, what time?"
那什么时候？
They said 7 o'clock.
那七点钟。
And I'm thinking Friday night. Hey, this is our chance to go out and do something fun.
我本来以为礼拜五晚上这很好，出去玩玩，快快乐乐。
And so I said, "Well, how long will it go?"
说这个祷告要多久？
And they said, "You know, sometimes 5 hours. Sometimes we go the whole night."
有的时候五个小时，有的时候整个晚上。
And I did what you just did. I laughed.
所以跟你一样，我笑了。
I thought they were teasing me.
我以为他们是开我的玩笑。
When we got to this man's house and everyone gathered together.
我们到那个人家，大家都聚集在一起。
We sat in a circle.
我坐了一个，坐了一圈人。
And they went around and said, "This is a time for people to share personal requests."
他现在我们大家分享你自己有没有什么要代祷的事。
And someone wrote those down on a whiteboard.
每一个人就在那个板上写下来。
And we went around and we prayed for all of those requests.
每个人都有，我们为每一个人所代求的都祷告了。
And in about 45 minutes, we were finished.
他有45分钟就结束了。
I was thinking, awesome, this is not even an hour.
不错，还不到一个小时。
And they said, "Let's take a break."
那我们现在稍微休息一下。
I thought, well, that's funny. What does that mean? Take a break.
为什么要休息一下？
Take a 5-minute break, and then we're all going to come back together.
那我休息5分钟，我们再回来。
I just thought maybe they have some announcements or information.
我以为他们大概有些什么要报告。
Then they went around and said, "Okay, now we're going to ask for some people that we can pray for."
那现在我们说，你们找哪些人，我们可以为他们祷告。
And I thought we're going to pray again.
还在祷告。
And they took all these names and another 45 minutes, and we took to pray for these names on the board.
所以他们又找了很多人的名字，我们又花了45分钟为这些人祷告。
Another break.
再我们又休息一下。
Came back together.
再回来再祷告。
And this went on for 5 hours to midnight.
所以这样做一直有5个小时，一直到半夜。
And it was one of the greatest experiences I was ever privileged to be a part of.
啊，这确的确是我所有能够经历的一个宝贵的经验。
As the night went on, people were down on their knees.
所以在继续不断祷告，人都跪在地上。
Crying out to the Lord, asking Him to work.
向神呼求，求神工作。
And I learned something from those dear brothers and sisters that night.
我从那个时候，从那些弟兄姐妹们的身上，我学到了很多。
About what it means to seek the Lord in prayer.
我学到什么叫寻求神的意思。
When was the last time you ever prayed like this?
你什么时候这样子祷告过？
Are your prayers about seeking the Lord or seeking something from Him?
你的祷告是要寻求神，还是求神给你什么东西？
Do you pray according to His word or according to your will, your wants?
你靠神的话语祷告，还是按照你自己的意思祷告？
Do you find yourself interceding for others, for people who are lost?
你会发觉你会为那些已经被遗失的人代求。
We have a wonderful example here in the life of Daniel.
在但以理这里有个很好的例子。
Third, and this really is the biggest element of Daniel's prayer here in chapter 9.
第三点，也就是丹以理在第九章这个终身的思想。
We find Daniel confessing his sin and the sin of his people.
在这里，丹以理为他自己的罪认罪，也为他的人民认罪。
And this will be a third dynamic in our own spiritual renewal.
这也就是我们属灵复兴的第三个动力。
You see, when we pray in the way that we just described,
假如我们按照刚刚我们所形容的样子来祷告的话，
when we seek the Lord, truly seek the Lord in His holiness and faithfulness,
当我们的的确确地寻求神，寻求神的圣洁跟寻求神的信实，
it nearly always leads to personal confession.
所以 一定会带我们每一个人都在神面前认罪。
When we seek the Lord and spend time in His presence,
假如我们要寻求神在他的面前花很多时间的话，
we quickly are confronted with our own sinfulness.
我们会很快的，我们就会看到我们自己的罪，
our weakness and our need.
我们所需要的，我们的软弱。
And that leads to confession.
那就带到我们在神面前认罪。
An honest confession that attempts no self-justification.
所以一个真正的认罪不会为自己辩护。
It doesn't offer any excuses.
也不有任何的借口。
It simply holds up a mirror in spite of the shame we might feel.
所以我们就拿起一个镜子，可以看到我们所感受到的羞辱。
But brothers and sisters, this is so very important.
弟兄姐妹们，这是非常重要的。
Because without confession, there can be no true repentance.
没有认罪，不会有真正的悔改。
We first need to admit the truth of our condition apart from God.
我们要先要承认在神以外我们的状况是如何。
Before we will repent and turn to Him.
然后我们才会悔改转向神。
You know, in the 18th century in England, there was a great revival that took place.
我们知道在英国18世纪有一个很大的宗教复兴。
And one of the key preachers during this time of revival was a man by the name of John Wesley.
所以在当那个时候最重要的一个人就是约翰卫斯理。
And it was said that as the police would go around the streets at night,
那个时候他们晚上警察们走在街上，
and they would see someone lying in the gutter of the street,
他们看到有个人就躺卧在街旁，
they didn't know, is this someone who's drunk?
他们不知道这个人是醉了，
or is this another victim of John Wesley's preaching?
或者这个人是听了卫斯理讲道的状况。
Because people were so struck by their spiritual depravity.
因为每一个人都会感受到他们自己在这个属灵上的败坏。
That some were just found laying down, face down in the street.
就很多人就这样子躺在地上。
In repentance.
在悔改。
And seeking God's renewal.
要寻求神让他们能够复兴。
And brothers and sisters, let's emphasize here that Daniel is not just confessing the sin of his people.
那这里所强调的，但因为不仅仅是为他的人民认罪。
He's also confessing his own sin.
他也在为他自己认罪。
Notice his language.
你看看他这里所说的话。
We have sinned.
我们犯了罪。
We have behaved badly.
我们行为很不好。
We have rebelled.
我们背叛了神。
We have not listened to the prophet.
我们没有听先知的话。
To us belongs open shame.
我们 在人面前有羞辱。
And this becomes even more clear in verse 20.
到第二十节就更清楚。
When Daniel says, "Now while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people."
他说我在承认我的罪和本国之民以色列的罪。
You see, as a leader,
他是一个领导人物。
Daniel knows his own spiritual poverty.
但以理了解他在属灵上所缺乏的。
And he knows that any real lasting change in his people is going to begin with the man in the mirror.
他知道，假如他的人民要真正的改变，他自己要先有改变。
And so Daniel, having searched the scriptures,
所以但以理在神的话语里面寻求，
and having sought the Lord in prayer,
他也寻找了神，在祷告里面寻找了神。
Now confesses his sin.
那现在他自己认自己的罪。
Now what is the result of all of this?
那么他所做的这一切带来什么结果呢？
Well, brothers and sisters, this is the gospel. This is the good news this afternoon.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们今天要听的福音。
In verses 20 to 23, I find three significant results that come from Daniel searching the scriptures and seeking the Lord and confessing his sin.
从二十节到二十三节，我找出三个他寻找圣经、寻找神跟认罪的结果。
And the first result comes in verse 21.
第一个是在二十一节。
While I was still speaking in prayer, the man, the angel Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision previously, came to me in my extreme weariness.
我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位利百加，奉命迅速飞来，约在我向晚祭的时候，按手在我身上。
What do we discover here?
我们这里看到什么？
When we seek the Lord,
我们寻求神，
even in our own spiritual weariness,
在我们自己属灵的软弱的时候，
the Lord responds.
神会回答。
Amen?
Amen.
God responds to Daniel.
神回答以但以理。
And brothers and sisters, he will respond to you and me.
弟兄姐妹们，谁也会回答你的祷告，也会回答我的祷告。
When we spend time in the Word,
当我们花时间在神的话语上。
When we seek Him in prayer,
当我们在祷告中寻求他。
And when we confess our sin,
当我们认罪的时候。
He will come to us like He came to Daniel.
神会向他到但以理那里一样会来到我们面前。
We have this wonderful promise in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8.
在雅各第四章第八节。
Draw near to God,
你们要接近神，
and He will draw near to you.
神就必接近你。
And so here's my challenge, here's my question for you.
所以今天我有一个问题给你们。
Will you be the man or woman who actively seeks the Lord?
你是不是那个男人和那个女人要寻求神的？
And there's no age on this.
这里跟年纪没有关系。
Will you be the boy, the young man? Will you be the girl, the young lady who actively seeks the Lord?
所以你是不是那个小男孩、那个小女孩、那个青少年是寻求神的？
One of my favorite verses in 2 Chronicles 16:9.
我最喜欢的经节是历代志下。
We read these words.
我们一起来念这个经节。
For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth.
是神的眼睛在这个世界上寻来寻去。
Looking for a heart that is completely devoted to His.
去寻找一个完完全全献给他的心。
Will you be that man? Will you be that woman?
你是不是那个人，男的或者那个女的？
Second,
第二个，
when we seek the Lord in His Word, in prayer and in confession,
当我们寻求神 在祷告中寻求神的话语，在认罪的时候
we become precious in the sight of God.
在神的眼光里面，我们看起来是很宝贵的。
Look at this in verse 23.
我们看23节。
The angel Gabriel says to Daniel,
但以理跟但利百加加百利跟但以理说。
At the beginning of your supplications, the command was issued, and I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed.
你初恳求的时候就发出命令，我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱。
Daniel was precious; he was highly esteemed in the eyes of the Lord.
但以理在神的面前是非常的宝贵，所以蒙眷爱。
And this will be true for us as well.
这对我们来说也是一样的。
Look, we don't please the Lord through our self-righteousness.
我们靠自己的义没有办法讨神的喜悦。
We don't please Him through our pride and religious performance.
我们靠着只是外表的行为不能够讨神的喜悦。
The Lord says, I've had enough of your sacrifices.
神说我受足够的献祭。
I'm looking for a broken and a contrite heart.
我在找一个破碎的痛悔的心。
The one that the Lord finds precious.
神所认为宝贵的。
The ones He esteems.
在人看起来。
Are those who search the scriptures, who seek Him in prayer, and are confessing their sin.
就是那些寻找神的话语，来寻找神，在神面前认罪的人。
In James 4, we also read these words.
在雅各书四章，我们也念到这些话。
God opposes the proud.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
But gives grace to the humble.
他对谦卑的人施怜悯。
And finally, thirdly here.
在最后第三点。
We see another beautiful result.
我们看到一个很好的后果，结果。
In verses 22 and 23.
就在22节跟23节。
The Lord gives insight and understanding to those who seek Him.
神会给那些寻找他的人有智慧。
In verse 22, Gabriel says, I have now come forth to give you insight with understanding.
22节，但以理啊，现在我出来要使你有智慧，有聪明。
And again in verse 23, so give heed to the message and gain understanding of the vision.
所以23节，你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。
Because Daniel pursues the Lord,
因为但以理寻求神,
he's given insight into God's word and God's purpose.
所以在神, 他从神的话语里面得到智慧, 得到聪明。
This may be another message for another Sunday afternoon.
这也可能是另外一个礼拜天下午的另外一个信息。
But what Daniel receives is a vision of something called the 70 weeks in verses 24 to 27.
但以理在那个时候所领受的，也就是所谓的72个期。
And it's a prophecy that with remarkable accuracy points to the coming of Jesus and His ministry as Messiah.
这个就是一个最深奥的一个预言，耶稣基督要以弥赛亚的身份来临。
And brothers and sisters, this can be our experience as well.
所以这些可能都变成我们的经验。
The more we seek the Lord,
我们越寻求神，
the more insight He will give us into His Word.
神就给我们对他的话语有更多的智慧跟聪明。
And the more Jesus Christ will be revealed in our lives.
所以就在我们生命中更看到更多的耶稣基督。
And revealed through us as a church, as a faith family.
让借着我们教会是一个大的家庭。
To the world around us.
向我们附近的人，我们可以显示出来。
Amen.
Amen.
What do we learn?
我们学了什么？
It clearly lays out three dynamics for spiritual renewal.
所以很清楚的 告诉我们三个属灵复兴的动力。
Search the scriptures.
研究神的话语。
Seek the Lord in prayer.
寻在祷告中寻求。
Jesus sweat drops of blood in the garden.
就像耶稣在克西马尼他的汗如血珠一样。
Let's seek the Lord in prayer.
我们在祷告中寻求神。
Let's confess the sin, our own sin, and the sin of those around us.
让我们一起来在祷为自己的认罪，也为所有的人认罪。
Let's put away the judgment, and let's begin to intercede on behalf of the people that we love in the world around us.
我们不要去想这些惩罚。我们一起认罪，一起为在世界上所有的人祷告。
When we practice that, we have these beautiful results.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就有这么好的后果。
The Lord responds by coming to us.
这神就会回应我们到我们这里来。
We become precious in the eyes of the Lord.
在神的眼光中，我们变成可爱的。
And the Lord promises to give us greater insight into His word and His ways.
就神要让我们对他的话，对他的事情有智慧，有了解。
So that Jesus will be revealed to us.
所以就把耶稣也向我们显示。
And through us to others.
借着我们把耶稣显示给别人。
I love this book.
我喜欢这本书。
And I love the wonderful teaching that is still so very pertinent to our lives today.
我也更爱这些话，这些书上的话语，到今天对我们仍然是适用的。
I believe I'm coming back in just a couple of weeks.
我知道我再过两个礼拜还会回来这里讲道。
If I'm still allowed. And perhaps we'll look further into this vision that Daniel receives of the Lord Jesus.
我们会继续的再来学习但以理的话语。
May God add His blessing to the preaching of His word.
愿神祝福他的为他话语的讲道。
Amen.
I cannot wait for you to come back.